Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
Of course, the death of Thomas Duncan in Dallas reverberates in West African communities all across America and the world with the communication networks such as they are today. Communities of Liberians, people from Sierra Leone and Nigeria, Guinea, and so many other so-called hotspots have been on alert since the Ebola crisis began. The risk and tragedies for families of expatriates are not unlike the story of Thomas Duncan, part of the family in America, part of his family back home in Liberia. Liberian Americans now see the possibility of the Ebola crisis coming to their doorstep, as it has in Dallas. Even though no one Thomas Duncan came in contact with while he was infected has reportedly shown signs of infection. We spoke to a Liberian American hours before we learned of the death of Thomas Duncan. Solomon Reeves came to the U.S. from Liberia in 1988. He now lives in Staten Island, New York, home to one of the largest Liberian populations outside of Africa, a tight-knit community these days here in the U.S. and back home in Liberia.
Well, it is a major concern in my community. In Liberia, most of the time, we come to each other rescue for the simple fact that in some areas, there are no means of getting a vehicle to take anybody to the hospital. And Liberia, being a victim of the 14 years of civil war, when I was there this year, April, we only have two ambulances. So anybody who see another person in need will come to that person rescue, whether to walk the person to the hospital or to put the person in his personal car.
Are you worried about stigma, about people being afraid of anyone from Liberia saying, oh, whoa?
Oh, yes. It happens all the time.
Even
in a community, a friend of mine, he was there. He's a U.S. citizen. He was in Liberia visiting family and friends. So he came back sometimes in July, and most people were kind of afraid to go around him. And I went to him, I spoke to him, I hugged him, shook his hand, and I gave him a hand sanitizer. I said, hey, you're from Liberia. You know? So I was just kidding with him.
Do you have family that are in danger?
Yes. About a week and a half, almost 2 weeks ago, I have a cousin who is in the medical profession, and he was working in a region in Liberia called Lofa County and trying to help patients that were infected with Ebola. He himself got infected, and he died, and his body was burned.
And we've been talking to a doctor over the past 2 weeks who's in Bong County. Where it's a terrible situation there. People are arriving at the clinic near death, and that, you know, he spends half his time simply sorting dead bodies and as well as treating people. Can you convey just how shocking the situation is there visually, the kinds of things that have changed for good?
When you are in Liberia, and if you have been to Liberia, you will see that at this time of the year, which is the heavy rainy season, moving from one point to another is even difficult in a city area where they have means of transportation, taxi and other private vehicles. But outside of Monrovia, when you get to go in the villages, like, you will definitely see that things are worse because people don't have means of getting to the hospital. And even we only have two major hospitals in the country besides clinics. So if there is a serious case in Bong County, they have to come all the way to Monrovia. And in most cases, they don't survive to get there.
What would you want most Americans to know about this crisis from your perspective?
Well, I want for Americans to know that the situation is very, very devastating. So the more Americans or the international community get into what we call humanitarian services by having mobile clinics or training Liberians to be helpful to their own family members or their fellow Liberians, that would be good.
And you're speaking to Americans, but you are one of us. You are an American citizen.
Yes, I am.
All right. Solomon Reeves came to the U.S. from Liberia in 1988. He now lives in Staten Island right here in New York City. Thanks so much.
You're welcome. Thank you very much.